Ladies and gentlemen.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Got the feeling right now.
Show number three, done and dusted. Benny and Josiah this week while Ellie is away. And how are you feeling, Josiah?
I don't know if I miss Ellie and wanted to come back or if I wanted to stay in Europe for a bit longer. I don't know how I feel because today was a lot of fun. A
lot of giggles. That sounds weird, actually.
It does.
A lot of giggling. No, well, there was some good laugh moments, good laugh
out loud
moments.
Thank you, that's better. Because I was going to say, when you say giggles, it's like we didn't quite get to a laughter.
Like two school kids like giggling.
We basically are, let's be honest, with our sense of humour.
Let's be honest. There's not a lot of depth to this show.
No.
What you're about to hear, there's no depth. It's very shallow. It's just two blokes. You know what? It's two blokes having just fun. Like,
that's all it is.
We're actually talking about stuff that we just, it's very in-house. Whatever.
Who cares? It's just two shallow blokes doing radio together. Blokes, aren't
we? We're really selling this. Stay tuned for the next. How long do you make these things?
I put every break from the show in, so I got a few things on. Celeb Insta Good. Challenge update from yesterday's
yes.
catch up. Talk about a family where they all make a special announcement.
Love that. Yeah.
A celebrity has lost all their hair by accident, and I'm in a fight with the cleaner.
Lots in. Let's press play, shall we?
Let's do it, Benny.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
This story you're about to hear is truly amazing. It's one of those things when Jay came in this morning and he said, you've got to hear this. I was like, no, really?
Doesn't make sense. It does make sense, sorry. It's just unbelievable. It
doesn't make sense.
Started off. Good start. Wrong foot. So there's a couple, right? They've got a son. The son's, he's 21 years old. The mum and dad, they've been married for 23 years old. The son came up to them one day and said, Mum, Dad, I need to have a chat to you. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And the parents.
Which is good. He felt comfortable.
And the parents celebrated that. They were very happy for their son as well. But then the dad, this is where it takes a different twist, Benny. The dad goes, well, actually, we haven't told you this, but your mother and I just got a divorce a couple of weeks ago. He goes, I'm also gay.
Hang on, the son's come out, the dad's now come out.
And then the mum taps both of them on the shoulder.
No way.
And goes, since your dad and I got divorced, I'm now also gay as well.
Do you know what? That's a beautiful thing. Is it one of those sort of like, the son started like the domino effect? It's like the dad's like, finally.
Yeah, well.
And the mother's like, God forbid, finally.
Well, the dad and mum kind of already knew. So the dad said, I didn't know my wife was gay and she didn't know I was gay and we were married for a whole 23 years. So that whole time they were married, gay, but didn't know about it with each other. It took for their son to make that move about himself for them to feel comfortable themselves to come out as well. So now the family say they're all as happy as ever. And the son and the dad, whose name's Bruce, very, very manly name.
G'day, Bruce.
Bruce, how
Brucey
are you, mate?
Boy.
They've posed in tiaras at a pride rally in New York, and that's how their story got out.
Good for them. My cuz did that. So my cousin, she was married, and then she, like, yeah, and then she came out gay, and, like, they separated, and it was actually, like, well, it's, I mean, I was a bit younger when it happened. It seemed to be a respectable breakup, and then she came to life. Like, she was actually, you know, she felt free and all the rest of it. Like, this happened. I wonder how common this is in the sense that you're living, you're gay, but in a straight marriage.
Well, you hear a lot of marriages that do end like that, or they become like that. I wonder, how's this for a scenario, right?
Oh, God.
You break up with
this is where, okay, right now, let me just stop you. This is where I get scared because you don't know. The way that Josiah thinks, his brain's like, you know the dog from Up? Has anyone seen the film Up? The dog's like this, birds, and this is where right, you scare
tell
me.
Tell me if I don't think I'm crossing any boundaries
this
here,
is
right?
Be, okay.
If you broke up with Mel,
yeah,
she came out as gay,
yeah,
or you broke up with Mel, she cheated on with you with another dude, what would you prefer?
Oh, one of these would you rathers.
Yeah.
Look, both aren't ideal because I genuinely love my wife. I would probably say the latter. Like if she me.
Yeah, but do you not look at yourself and go, what have I done wrong?
No, because you don't choose to be gay.
That's true.
Yeah. Like you don't just wake up and go, oh, I'm going to try it. Like you choose.
She doesn't just have a...
Like, yeah. So you don't choose. It's not a choice.
Yeah, so whereas if she goes and leaves you for another man, she's chosen
well, she's
that
made
path.
A choice there. She's yes. made a choice. She's like, oh, well, Ben's stuffed. I'm going to go, I don't know. Well, give me a name. Peter. Good old Pete.
Pete from Shep.
Yeah, Pete from Shepsey.
I'm with you. I would rather them leave me for another girl than for another guy.
I could. Well, then I would say that's, you know what, as much as I am shattered, that because I love you and I've got the connection with you, we won't have that connection as such anymore. Still would love her and respect the decision. But yeah, if she's out with Pete from Shep, who is Pete from Shep anyway?
Let alone this couple with their son, all three of them. What a story.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
We at the moment, well, not me, but Josiah is doing it rough this week, and the aim is not about Jay at all, but it's about raising awareness here for homelessness in the Goulburn Valley. Now, yesterday we went down to Beyond Housing because last night Jay stayed in crisis accommodation. And what I love about Beyond Housing is yesterday they're so open with what they do, and they put you through the process. So say you came in off the streets or wherever you were and you're having a hard time and you genuinely needed a night stay or potentially a week, depending on your circumstances, this is where they can help. You do have to sit through a process and actually see if you're eligible. And this is what you went through yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty grueling. You sat there with me, so you got to see what I went through. And so we kind of, obviously, I'm not homeless in real life. So we had to kind of role play a little bit and say my situation and about it. And there was a bunch of questions which were full on, but fair enough as well. Because if they're going to be providing housing or short-term accommodation and pay for it for someone, they want to make sure that they're up for it.
Which is... And that's, I mean, look, and this is fair, I guess, you know, and look, they do an incredible, and I said to the guys yesterday, I said, you do an incredible job because, you know, who's legitimate, who's not, how do you work that out? You
there's
know,
so much circumstances.
And even though I know that there'd be a massive, obviously there's so many people that do need this support, but there's other people that would take advantage of that too. And this is where this process tries to weed out. And it was from my seat, and I guess I happily say it. Like, I didn't grow up rich in the slightest, but I had a roof over my head. There was a meal on the table every night, and I got to kick a footy with my dad on the weekends, right? So this whole process is only Myers.
Was with me. She turned around and goes, oh, you actually haven't qualified for a place to stay for crisis accommodation. And I said, well, what do I need to that does? She goes, well, you need a plan in place. You haven't told us when you're going to get a job. You're not going to tell us this. You know, a whole bunch of stuff that proves to them that I'm going to turn my life around and get on track. Then I had to tweak a few things. And when I did that, she goes, okay, you can now qualify to have a roof above your head. We'll pay for one night only. Now, Benny, yeah. I was originally meant to be staying in some other crisis accommodation. That ended up getting turned down because they're full. That highlights how strong the crisis in our region at the moment is.
Now, you did stay last night, and we saw, for anyone that hasn't seen the video yet, there is a video on the Hit Golden Valley Instagram page. How'd you go last night? How did it feel? Was it? I know that you had a roof over your head and you were obviously safe, but how'd it feel?
Oh, fine. It's not your own bed. I was uncomfortable, didn't sleep great. I'm ruined today, had a light sleep, but it's fine. That's not the thing. It's more the qualification of getting there. Because the other place was full, they actually ended up sending me to somewhere that was slightly nicer. I mean, it wasn't the Quest or anything, don't get me wrong. It was
there's Josiah having a Cuban and a glass of red. It's like, mate, you're not getting it.
In my robe.
You're really not getting it.
No, it was still a motel, but it wasn't what the other place was. Because that was full, they then found me other accommodation, which honestly, like I just said, highlights the crisis of our area and how bad it is.
Now, you're halfway through. Left for you this week, we are going to put you in your car tonight. You're going to be sleeping in your car. And the big one, I think, for you, and I've actually done this and this really will test you, is sleeping on the streets.
Thursday night I'm going to be staying all night in Maud Street Mall, and then we're going to be doing a live show from Maud Street Mall Friday morning. You're going to be joining me the next morning. Not looking forward to it. It's freezing out there at the moment, but I'm doing it for one night, Benny. This is how I'm just seeing myself. Everything I'm doing this week is one night at a time, and then on Friday night I'm done. I'm back to my house. Whereas these people, this is their everyday life. It's such a crisis in this place. We really need to do more than just have a conversation. There needs to be change.
Well said, mate.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
It goes like this.
Get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
I want to get straight into this. I made these comments on yesterday's show. I want to get someone on the show, and you've got to get her. It's a her. It's a she.
Oh, easy.
She's made headlines recently. Now, there are fantastic Aussie bands. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This is Shepherd.
So this is the band Shepherd.
Right. Aren't they a bunch of sisters and brothers?
Yeah. So I'm talking about Amy Shepherd, okay? Now, for those that are fans of Shepherd, she's got blue hair, right? She does a lot of posts recently of her wearing next to nothing. And I'm being honest. She puts them on Instagram, like bikini shots and stuff. And that's not why I want you to say.
Are you right, Benny?
I know.
You're like married.
The married guy with a kid. Hello. It's all part of a movement called Kiss My Fat Ass she's doing to raise awareness and that we don't have to be perfect on social media, and I love it. That's honestly, it's not the...
You can say it's for a good cause as much as you want. I know very well that deep down you've got your glasses on and you're just staring at her gram for other reasons.
There's a lot of butt cheek on the... There is. There's a lot of photos of her bottom on the thing. But no, I generally like her music. And so I've thrown it over to Jay to see if he can get on the show, because you're good at these challenges.
Yeah, I've done it before on the show, and I think it's as easy as an Instagram slide in. Who goes through their record label? Who cares about their management? Let's see if we can do it. So
recap me. Where are we at with Amy Shepherd?
I do have a big update this morning. There's a big update.
What did you've texted her?
You told me by the end of the week she has to come on the show.
That's the challenge.
So I found her on Instagram, and I did see the photos you're talking about, and I get it.
We'll chat to her about it, hopefully.
I sent her this message. Amy, any chance you could come on my radio show for a chat this week? My boss is a diehard fan and I want to surprise him. He's also a massive creep.
Did you write the creep bit?
Nah, I didn't write the creep bit.
Because that's not going to get her, is it?
Thank you so much, Josiah, with a love heart. Right? This morning, there is a massive update.
Okay, hang on. Where are we at?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
You'd be real nervous being such a big fan of hers.
Yeah. Amy Shepherd, where do we go?
She's seen my message.
This is a big step here, so she's seen it.
She hasn't replied.
But then, so we're in the creepy phase, though, aren't we? Because she's seen it but hasn't replied.
Yeah,
so
does that mean she doesn't want to?
Yeah, well, what does this mean? I suppose you could see it two ways, couldn't you?
Well, we wait, I guess. What if we wait forever? Because I've had this problem before. I've messaged people to come on and they've seen it and they've never replied. It could be in her, you know, I thought it was going to be in her filtered requests, but nah, she's seen it and she hasn't replied, and that she saw it last night.
Let's break down how creepy we really are. Here's two blokes that have only admitted we've sussed her page, and now we're sitting here going, and now we wait.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Right now, though, we're playing a little game, right? I had this idea last night. I saw it on the socials and I thought we'll play it here and we'll stir up old mate Josiah Charlotte. So you have to, with this game, replace a word in a movie title with Josiah's last name, Charlotte.
Yeah, often they play this on social media, but using rude words. Today, because we're on the radio, we can't do that, so you decided to make it my surname.
Well, you, and how, this is Josiah. You got any there, mate? Yeah, mate, my big fat Greek Charlotte. Hang on, slide in.
I mean, it's also true.
We need a warning. I've got a few here because I threw it over to you guys, Garvin Valley, on 13, 12, 16. Nothing came back, so now you've got to put up with these.
We've got one phone call, but let's not go into that.
Well, we won't even talk about what... I've recorded the call that just came in. We might play it later. Ray. And for other listeners are going, what's he talking about? You wait. We might play it, actually.
Let's play it a bit later. Ray's chuffed a bit much this morning and has called up.
It's pretty busy at the time.
Yeah.
Let's talk movie titles, right? So instead of Dirty Dancing, Dirty Charlotte.
Oh, I had that
which I actually think...
I had that written down.
Monty Python and the Holy Charlotte. You did say, and you're a lord.
I am.
Does anyone know this on the show? He's a lord, legitimately.
Yeah, so to be a lord, you need to own land in Scotland. About 5 years ago, I bought a square foot of land for my dad and myself for something like $100. And I can now put lord, I've got the deed and everything on my driver's license.
How big's your land?
1 square foot.
So what are you doing on it?
I don't know, plant a tree.
Raiders of the Lost Charlotte.
Oh, good. What about Gone in 60 Charlas?
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Let's not.
60, okay. What about the Shawshank Charla?
Oh,
that's a big film. You're right.
This is a bit weird.
Oh, God.
The Cat in the Charla?
Are you a cat person?
No, not really.
What about just Charla 2? Because I'm running out of movie titles.
Doesn't even make sense.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Now, I want to talk about, let's set up the winery walkabout. Now, Jay, you did this year, and just for everyone listening at home, how does it work?
Oh, I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest. I'll tell you why.
Oh, no, because he went on the winery and lost all his gear.
That was the day I lost my phone, wallet, and keys, so it's kind of got a bad memory for me, Benny. But now, basically what it is, a lot of people do go from the Goulburn Valley up to Rutherglen, and we do have listeners in Rutherglen as well. You get buses to and from a bunch of different wineries, bit of a festival vibe, and you get to try out all the different wines of the different places, dress up. It's a fun day out.
Now, I love the winery walkabout, and it will continue to get bigger and bigger each year. However, I was doing a bit of, I was on the socials last night.
Creeping again on Instagram. And
yeah, I was drinking a brandy, sitting in my fireplace, going through the socials.
Were you in a robe, naked by any chance?
Which, well, technically, if I was wearing a robe, I wouldn't be naked. You know, my father used to do that, and he wouldn't wear his jocks.
Of course he wouldn't.
Germans.
Good German fella.
This thing I was reading about in France, it's a marathon, right, that takes place. And where it's located in France, a lot of the stops where you would, you know, you stop for water and stuff just happen to be like wineries and places like that. So this marathon in France, they'll go from like, they'll start and they have the option at these stops to also sample the local wine and cheese. Now, it's like a 26K or 26 miles or whatever. So, like a 42K marathon, whatever it is. So, it's a proper marathon.
But brilliant.
Can you, okay, let's break this down because this could happen right here in Shepparton. We've got some beautiful wineries around this region. But is this a, like, I thought about this. This could be dangerous. Could you imagine, like, wine and cheese in a marathon?
Well, not to mention, 42Ks is a lot. Even just to walk it, you'd be absolutely knackered. Let alone at those stops, you usually need to hydrate on water, Gatorade, whatever it is. But if you're filling up on a glass of red instead of some hydration, I tell you what, by the end of the 42Ks, I don't know if you'd be walking.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I love the... Look, it's fantastic for social media because it's got people talking. But yeah, in a way, like... You know what? Let's make it happen. Nothing says to me fitness than doing 12K stopping for a pino.
Well, where would you go? So you'd start, say, let's say, start in, actually, let's start up in the north at somewhere like Monticino's winery, and you work your way down over to Talis and Dookie, back down to Nagamba. You could go to Tobilk. You could go to Mitchelton Winery, go over to Wine by Sam in Seymour and then see, back up to Shep.
Look how beautiful the wineries are.
Fowles Winery in Avenel and then back up the highway through Benalla back to Shep. It writes itself,
I can
Eddie.
Sort of see the wineries, like if any of the owners are listening right now, they're like, we're not interested in that.
No,
because yeah. Would you want, like at the other side of it, would you want like, you know, 100...
Find some sort of a wine glass with a lid on it as well so you can continue to run or walk or whatever you're doing in your marathon and fill up your glass. Imagine that. Be so good. Instead of jogging with a bottle of water, you're juggling with a glass of red.
With a straw in it. Oh, I just think that's fantastic. Well, there you go. I thought it maybe, is it something we want to humour here in this room? You know your mates at council.
Well, you're the boss here.
Could you imagine just why I rolls into council today and they're like, can we help you? Got this great idea. What would your mates say?
They would say, Josiah, we get your brain and we are absolutely on board.
You're on the Shiraz right now, I see.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
It is Benny and Josiah while Ellie is on... So what did they?
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, let's talk about Ellie Chaney right now because you've just told me that you're sitting at your computer and she's actually just tried to call you through Facebook.
Shout out to Ellie if she's listening. She's in Barcelona this morning and we were, during that last talk break, she was calling me on Facebook and so I couldn't answer, unfortunately.
Just stop right there. Can you go back to your Spanish? That was your impersonation.
El loco, Ellie, in Barcelona. I lived in Barcelona for a little bit, Benny, so I know how the accent works.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Mia, she lived there for almost a year, studied abroad, can speak fluent Spanish, so I took it upon myself to learn as well. So I would know exactly what Ellie's doing right now, because if you look at the time in Barcelona, it's almost midnight.
Okay, so here's the deal. I wanted to just sort of throw that out there. And Ellie, if you are listening by chance, because you can stream this show around the world.
And people do.
What do you know, Will? What's the top three things she might be doing right now to call you, considering it's midnight in Barcelona?
Oh, Ellie?
Yeah.
Drinking, drinking, and drinking.
And we're out. That's the break.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Josiah, the last time I was out in Cobram with my wife and my daughter, I met a bloke, right? And his name was Wayne.
Wayno.
And I'm not going to go into like the full depth of the story, apart from the fact that when he introduced himself as Wayne, he said, but me mates call me Nugget.
Of course they do, Wayne. Of course. Were you just on the main street? Like you just ran into a guy called Wayne?
Down by the river.
Of course it was. Nugget.
That's good old. Oh, look, there's Nugget down by the river again.
What's Nugget doing?
G'day, mate.
Swimming?
Me mates call me Nugget. What would Nugget be doing? He was swimming. He was just fishing. He was walking the dog. No, he was actually walking the dog.
True Nugget style.
What does that mean?
Dropped a nugget in the river. Didn't you, Nugget?
True nugget stop.
I'm telling you, I was in Cobram.
It's like a nickname where it's like, oh, classic nugget. He can get away with anything.
I was in Cobram on the last week, and on the weekend before that, I go there quite a bit. It's a small town, roughly 5,000 people. I'm telling you, if everyone knows who Nugget is. So what did Nugget do to you, Benny?
Nothing. He just told me stories about his wife and his dog and met his dog Blue or whatever it was. No, the story, apart from almost I kind of want to keep going on Nugget gear because this guy sounds like a champion. Where did Nugget come from? This is the aim of this story, right? You know how people get a nickname? And I'm really curious with nicknames, particularly the weird ones. Not like, obviously, Macca, I get it. Or like someone calls you Jay, you're Josiah, I kind of get it, you know. But like a nickname like Nugget. Where'd you get it from?
How did it start?
Yeah, and this is the game I want to play this morning, right? On 13, 12, 16, call through with your nickname, and I want to guess, and Jay as well, where you got it from. Like, what's your theory about Nugget?
Well, my mind goes a bit dirty, and if your nickname's Nugget, you're dropping some. Or maybe Benny, he found a big Nugget one time when he was in Bendigo.
I was about to say.
You know?
Oh, the gold rush was on. Wayne hit it big. Oh, look at that Nugget. Well, maybe he's got a really unhealthy obsession with chicken nuggets.
True.
Loves a nug.
Well, Macca's are doing the 24 packs for $9.95 at the moment. Maybe he just smashes those every day.
Yeah. Oh, look at Nugget. Loves a nugget. Jay, I've got a couple I want to throw at you, right? So I've got a mate of mine. We used to call him Stomper.
Stomper. How did he get it? I'm guessing a football injury. He went in for a slide tackle or something one day and someone stomped him?
No, not at all, actually. We were back in the day when you have pre-drinks at your house before you go out. He'd had a couple of sherbets and then just like, for some reason, was impersonating like rappers. And he would just come up to the boys one night. I was like, call me Stomper. Like, I don't know how
when you're talking nicknames, you cannot give yourself a nickname.
But he just said it, and then it stuck. Like, for years, everyone just called him Stomper.
He's still Stomper to this day?
Oh, no, he's grown. He's a lawyer. You wouldn't be represented by Stomper.
Well, what about Bushy in the office here?
Well, that's another one. One of our big sales fellas here, one of the boys, one of the managers, his name is Bushy. Well, his nickname's Bushy.
I call him Bushy every day. I don't know why we call him Bushy.
Well, this is the theory. And Bushy, if you're listening, we're going to get you on the show to follow this up because there's a lot of people in the office who don't know where you got it from. But the theory I've heard is that he's an avid golfer, but he can't hit the ball really well and it keeps going in the bushes. Now, Bushy, I know if you're listening, fella, that's not a jab at your technique, but this is what I've heard.
I thought it was something else because, you know, last year for Christmas, we all had to buy everyone in the office a Secret Santa gift.
Yeah.
And they don't know who gave it to him. This is one of my favourite things I've done since I've been in this office is I got Bushy.
Hey, oh, like a shrub.
Yeah, I bought him a little shrub. So that was me, Bushy, if you're wondering. Also, maybe he's just into gardening, Benny.
Well, that's the thing, mate. There's a lot. It gets you thinking as to where these names came from. Maybe. Well, I reckon, you know what, Bushy, if you're listening, you've got to come in here because otherwise there's this beautiful mystery around Bushy.
We don't want mystery. We've solved no answers this morning. Just lots of questions.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Now, how do you like to start your day, Josiah?
Oh. I just spilt my coffee, sorry. I'm not back anymore.
that's karma there, mate. You came in cocky and karma's just smacked you.
I like to start my day with a Turkish coffee and a cold shower every single day.
See, on the ladder, I like a bit of classical music and a couple of facts, just some fun facts. Just to start the day.
Right.
Facts that you could take to your workplace, you know. You know, instead of like when you get in a lift with someone or you're walking with someone at work you don't really want to talk to and rather than going good weather.
Everyone in this building.
You can do these facts. So I just thought I'd share these with you this morning. Josiah.
Benjamin.
There's over three first flexing, name. Isn't it? Yeah, that's your first name.
How would you even pronounce that? Do you say ABCDE?
Abacadabra. No, it'd just be ABCDE.
Oh, Americans are so weird.
Strange, isn't it, right? You know how when you, well, for my wife and I, we had a baby, and you think of names, right?
Did it ever cross your mind to call it Abgida?
Firstly, no. No, that just would never cross my mind. But secondly, you try to come up with names, and you come up with names when and your wife will go, oh, I can't name her that. That's my friend's already named.
This would be a problem I'll have because I love weird names.
But with ABCDE, I reckon you're pretty much covered. Like, there's a good chance no one else that you know is named that.
So what was the number? How many in America?
300 people. So you look at their population versus 300. Good chance no one else would get it.
Wonder how many here in the Goulburn Valley.
Imagine bringing home ABCDE to mum and dad.
This is my beautiful baby, Abkada.
Hey, this is this guy I've been telling you about. A, B, C, D, E. You're joking? No, I'm serious.
Why didn't you just call it Stacey? Because Abkida is so much more beautiful. When you look at that beautiful baby's face, look how cute it is. I just think of Abkida.
Surprisingly, the government signed off on that.
I know. Why would they?
If I was here, if this was Australia, I would have gone, come on.
Yeah, pull your head in, guys.
Fun fact number two. Hang on, let me just sip my short back.
Can I? Should we sip at the same time?
Beautiful. According to some canine experts, dogs tell time by smell. Isn't this fascinating?
Oh, wow.
Like a dog just sort of got the time. Lunchtime. Well, I suppose if it's food, maybe they could tell.
I don't believe that fact. I think they're like
You're
us.
You're calling BS on that one.
Because they know animals, you know what it's like. You've got a dog and a couple of dogs back home as well, and a couple in the...
Yeah, I've got a farm at my house. I've got chickens. A
couple in the dungeon lizards, as well.
A couple of snakes.
You've got a dog.
Down.
As if your dog,
Hang on,
Max...
Hang you say I've got a dungeon?
Yeah.
Hey, Max, you got the time?
Smells like it's lunchtime.
What are they smelling for you? What's it smell
like? Nah, they would go off daylight, exactly like we would, mate.
See, this is where I've saved myself, though, because the fact is, according to some canine experts, see, the wording there saves me in case that is total BS. Right, to finish this off this morning, oops, sorry, just another quick.
I just sculled the rest of my coffee.
Most insect noises you hear are the males asking for a good time from females.
Oh, wow. I mean, what, like cicadas in summer, for example?
What?
Yeah, you know, the cicadas.
What
How loud
cicadas?
That? What do you mean?
Like crickets?
Yeah.
What do you call
cicadas? What do you call them?
Crickets.
Oh, you're from South Australia, aren't you? You're from Adelaide.
I'm an Adelaide boy.
Don't you call
me.
Them like cicadas or something weird? You guys have a lot of different words. They're called cicadas.
No, they're not.
Oh, mate, don't start me on this. I feel like I'm about to have another debate like Ellie and I have. Now, cicada, they're the ones that make those really loud noises in summer.
I love how passionate Jay gets about this stuff. Because he's totally skipped the fact that, like, there's male crickets out there just constantly pining for women.
Anyway, they're called
cicadas.
Which
is basically me in my marriage.
I was going to say.
I'll sort of take that. Well, there we go. That was a nice way to start the day.
Mel's just... The difference between these crickets and your relationship is that at least the crickets still get some.
This has gone on way too long. this is exactly where I wanted it to go.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
How's this, Benny? A blogger. Her name's Laurie Faith. She was live streaming on Instagram, as you can do, and all her hair's fallen out.
Why do you laugh?
Because there's something to do with these influencers. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some great ones out there, including myself.
But we've talked about this on this show. We talked about it actually a couple of days ago. We said the numbers you need to be an influencer, you're not even close to.
Nah, that's 10,000 plus. I'm not even 5,000 yet. So close enough, though. Nah, not really.
Let's go back to the hair gear.
So this
she's
girl,
lost
right,
her hair. How'd it happen?
Why it's funny is because she's been experimenting on her hair. So she was trying to dye her fringe blue.
Right.
So I'm like, first step, if you're trying to have a go at that live on Instagram, you've got to be prepared for something to go wrong, and it has. So what she did is she was dyeing it with some harsh chemicals, obviously, with her hair. And what they, because she's got such thick hair, she has to use a relaxer, which basically goes from, you know, like the thick, you know, dreadies, or if you've got an afro, and brings it down, relaxes it. You know, like a lot of African-American women.
Oh, they chemically have to, straighten
exactly
your hair.
Exactly right.
One of my mates used to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to make it go from an afro to...
He was an Italian fella, and he had like curly Italian curls, right? But he wanted to get the girl, so he used to give some chicks and off he'd go. Anyway, side story.
His name wasn't Mario by any chance.
Well,
picture this happening to Paul. So she's there.
Oh my God, what's happened? Oh my
she's
God.
Live streaming, talking away through it. Oh my gosh, she's this is so good. I'm a vlogger. I live in New York City, and now I'm going to add this to my hair. People are going, hey, you probably should wait an hour before you add the other stuff. And she's like, nah, it's fine. I can do it all now. So she adds the bleach onto the front of it. Then all of a sudden, live on Instagram, she puts a brush to it. The whole fringe comes off.
So how did you get out of that? Like, what did she do to get out of it?
We'll have a look at a photo of her now. Explain to the Goblin Valley what she looks like.
Oh, no. Like, she's proper bald.
She looks like Amber Rose a little bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's a good girl. She's proper. Wow.
She doesn't look bad. She looks very manly.
Do you want a hair story that's weird?
Mm-hmm.
When I first met my wife, so this is like 10 years ago, she used to live with another girl at the time, who we're still best friends with, right? And she's amazing. But the two of us used to comfortably have a few drinks when Mel wasn't there. It was nothing like that, right? Just to set this up.
Were you your wife or your partner wasn't there?
Yeah, because sometimes I just rock around and I'd have drinks before Mel would get there. And like, this is legitimately Mel knows all this stuff.
Did you think about it?
No. No, she's a good girl. No, but this is the thing. One night, we'd had a couple of drinks, the two of us, and then Hannon, which is like, well, Alex is her name, she just says to me, this is legit, it's the weirdest thing, right? She goes, I don't know, I've got this really weird feeling I need to wash your hair, right? This is
Oh, come on, Ben.
This is true. This is a true story.
Come on.
This is back in my 20s, so now that I'm a dad, I can tell these weird stories. No, so she goes, I need to wash your hair. And I was like, and I'd had a couple of like pinos, and I've done the old, yeah, I'm down, right? So, but obviously, like, we didn't want to do it in the shower. Obviously, they'd just be, it's weird already, but let's not make it too weird.
So what did you do?
Well, so we pulled up a chair to the kitchen sink, and like, I chucked my,
this is so weird.
And I pulled my head over the sink, and Alex then just proceeded to wash my hair. Now, I'm a sucker for a good hair wash. I love a good head rub.
That's what makes it weird, mate.
Then Mel came in mid-wash.
Oh.
Like she's coming from where she's like, hey, Ben, hey, Alex. And she's come in to see me. Like I was mid-condition.
What are you doing? Just waiting for the condition to dry.
And to this day, I'm like, remember that time Hannah washed my hair? And Mel's like, yeah. That's my hair story.
Hang on, I don't understand
any
this,
questions?
Right? I've got quite a lot. I've got so much. I'm sorry we don't have time because Alpha Bucks is very soon. But what I want to ask
I'll give you two questions
all right.
From that story.
Firstly, it's a bit more of a statement. When I go to the hairdresser, my favorite thing having long hair is when they give you the head rub.
Oh, the best.
And when you shut your eyes, it can feel very good sometimes, like too good. And so if I have...
Hang on, who's rubbing your head?
Oh, some pretty girls in town. If you have a girl doing that to you, that happens to be your missus's best friend while your missus is out and there's alcohol involved, Benny, I don't believe it was.
You just wanted to have your 2 cents.
I did.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
Right now, before I say what I'm about to say, I just want to openly and publicly recognise and say that I absolutely love my wife.
Oh, whip guy over here.
No, I say this because what I'm about to say might upset her. So if you sort of, butter up a bit, then it might not be so bad.
Is she listening? Do we know that?
She probably most likely will be.
Yeah, because she's a massive fan of Josiah.
Well, actually, what would you do if my wife was just like, I busted it on your gram?
Well, she followed me the other day on Instagram and liked a couple of photos. I won't tell you which photos, but yeah, there was a couple of topless ones. So.
That's lovely.
Yeah, a couple of selfies I put up.
A couple of topless pics. Hey, look, it's all right. Look, she's got me to deal with. I always say, like, I'm like a bit sort of dad bod, put a few kilos on, and it's sort of got, like, I'll pat it and be like, why go out for burgers when you got the steak at home? Like, that's the gear she gets. Yeah. So I don't blame her for liking some of your posts, mate. One thing she does, though, right, this has happened over the years, and again, I love her, right? But my wife's got a habit of, like, you go out for tea, right, or lunch, whatever, and I'll order a meal, she'll order a meal. Mine will come out, and she'll do this one. This is meal for you. Oh, that looks good. And I know what that means. I mean, she wants it. Or she's going to pick at it, right? And she does it all the time. And then I'll see a little hand come over. Order a steak or a schnitzel, and it's a whole meal, and it comes with the size, a whole lot. I'm envisaging, like, myself nailing that.
Yes.
Stay away from it. Keep
Big
your
time.
Hands away.
When you order a side of chips, as a guy, girls, listen up.
Oh.
I'm dead serious. And Mia, if you're listening as well, take notes, pen and paper.
I've taken the I love my wife approach. Jay's like, girls,
listen up.
Listen up. Here's my throne.
I have spoken. No, when I order
Sorry, ladies, we've gone back this is a very 1950s radio.
When I order my schnitty with a side of chips, not even one chip is for you. I want every single, as a guy, do you know what I mean? I'm willing to depart with maybe one chip, but you're right. You give them a taste, they'll take the lot.
This is, again, it's a personal thing. And it just drives me nuts when my wife does it. However, I came across a post last night, right, that seems to have a solution to this problem.
This is great because, Ben, you're not alone. There are so many guys in the same boat.
This is for the girlfriends, the wives that just like to pick at your meals, right? So on this menu, it's a photo of it's American menu. And it's normal menu. So like, coffee, milk, stuff like that, side dishes, et cetera, et cetera. Now down the bottom of the side dishes part, this is what it says. My girlfriend is not hungry. This is what you can order for $4.25. Again, this is in the US. And it just says, add extra French fries to your entree, fried chicken wings or fried cheese sticks. Right?
Brilliant.
With the idea of, I guess, if your girlfriend's going to like, if she's not really, you know that one? Hey, like, this is my wife. Hey, Mel, what do you want? I'm not really that hungry. This is where this happens. So if she won't pick at your meal, she can just pick at this stuff.
So when she says she's not going to have it, but you know, because you can preempt that she's going to have some of your fries, you order a side at the start?
Yeah, you order it. So you'd order your main, and then you know how you can add a side. Well, you know, you might go, where do you like? You love your lemon tree year. So you'd go down there and have your brekkie at a hash brown. You would add your meal and then go, add a my girlfriend's not hungry, please, for $4.25.
Great idea.
Do you think this would solve it? I would love, ladies, would this solve it on 13, 12, 16? If any ladies are listening and you are a picker.
I don't reckon any girls would admit to doing this.
There's some women that are angry right now.
Would Mel, your wife, admit to this?
Oh, my wife knows she does it, but she's cute about it too. She'll do this one. She goes, you'll look so good. And then she'll be like, one day we swapped meals. Like, that was the level. And like, I was teething.
Yeah, because you know, when you order a meal, you get so excited because your hard-earned cash is going towards it. I reckon some of the restaurants and cafes around the Goulburn Valley need to add this.
One thing that's worked for my marriage is a shared plate.
Great, like a tear and share from Nando's.
Yeah, like it.
What? Have you never had
what's
that?
A tear and share?
The tear and share platter. That's for
I've
two.
Never had a tear and share.
Oh, mate, do yourself a favour. You get basically two of everything. It's almost exactly what we're talking
about.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. Mate, see, this is it. So this would work, or like the shared platter has saved my marriage at times.
Actually?
No, well, just I genuinely get the when with my wife.
Well, maybe that's what they should call it. And what have they called
it? Gag from Jay Sharma. Here we go.
They
build
should
it up.
No, they should rename it the... It saved my marriage meal.
Oh, that was worth it.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
All right, I've been in this office for a year, and this is something that's really grinding my gears that whole time. So I'm
We're
in a war.
Small office, so whoever you're talking about knows what's cracking.
I'm in a war with our cleaner.
Right.
So
what's happening?
I've been leaving cups, and every now and then you forget to go put your cups away. Like, it's normal human behaviour. I'm not at home, I'm at work, right?
Yep.
The coffee cups, whatever it is, my bowl that I have my brekkie, I left it out. I come in the next day, it's still there, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
There's a cleaner in this office. They come every day and they clean up. It's their job, right? I get it. You got to vacuum.
Are you sure it's an everyday thing, though?
Oh, whatever. Even if it's 2-3 times a week. It doesn't matter what it is. Their job is to clean, right?
Yeah.
You vacuum the floors, you dust the surface, and if there's some leftover cups around the place, you pick them up and you put them in the dishwasher.
My argument to you, because I do like a fired up Charlotte, watch this, everyone. My argument to you is, why don't you do it yourself?
Okay, no.
I sound like a wife, yes, don't I? Sound
Ben,
like my wife.
And yes, I do it myself, right? Look at my coffee. I'm going to take this cup in a second and I'm going to give it a clean. Every now and then, though, you forget about them or you leave them left over in your desk, or I have breakfast and then I get called into a meeting and then I go straight home or whatever and I've accidentally left it out. I get in the next day, the cleaner's passively, aggressively leaving them there. And so I started this silent feud and I thought, all righto, I'm going to leave a couple of cups and plates build up and see how long they last on my desk till they take them away.
See, so now this is, you're playing games.
Of course I am, mate.
So how long before they were shifted?
They haven't been shifted. That's the thing. They've been
how
sitting
long?
Next to my desk. If you walk in there now.
there's mushrooms growing on it.
mate, they've been there since February this year. The cleaner hasn't taken them. They're just as bad and they're just as guilty because that means they've been cleaning around it, vacuuming the floor, but looking at the cups. I'm sorry, Ben, but if you're a cleaner, you have to clean them. When you see a dirty cup, you have to go put in the dishwasher. It doesn't matter if you think it's your responsibility or not. You're a paid cleaner.
Right. So as we speak, there is a pile of dishes in a protest because someone's not cleaning up after Jay's crap.
Yes, and don't get me wrong. Yes, I could go take him to the dishwasher, but that's not my point. Because I accidentally did it at the start. Accidentally again.
How amazingly busy are you that you can't take your own
place? I can, Ben. That's the thing. But my point is...
See how passionate he is? I love this.
You're a paid cleaner. Pick up the cups that were left there accidentally dirty and go put them in the thing. They're proving that they're worth... You know what we need to do? Alan, general manager, get in here.
Well, he's having a spray.
Fire the cleaners.
What if I started to just leave dirty cups in front of your computer? Well, I just it was how passionate you are right now. I just started doing that.
I'll tell you what I'd do.
Here we go.
If I was the paid cleaner of the building, I'd pick them up and I'd go put them in the dishwasher. Am I doing the wrong thing by starting this silent war?
Do you want me to, you know, we're a small team here in the Goulburn Valley. We do an awesome job. I would say, how's this? This is me being Switzerland. So this is where I would say as a team, your responsibility is to try to clean up after yourself as much as possible. However, if it is missed and it's a one-off and so-and-so, yes, the cleaner could potentially take it.
Okay, what about this studio, right? We had the farty.
How's that for a safe response? That's the boss
Benny,
response.
We had the farty party in this studio, right? Remember
great
that time where Ellie dropped a minute she farts on the radio, right?
Great radio.
Streamers on the floor. I cleaned them all up, did my job. There was a couple of leftover bits and pieces on the floor. Passively, aggressively, the cleaner didn't clean them.
I don't think they are going out of their way to purposely. They don't see your cup and go, nah.
They are, mate. Well, why else have they not been put in the dishwasher?
You want me to take their cups? Believe that one. That's Josiah's.
Ben, you've got to be on my side with this. The cleaning people, unless they're willing to start to clean it, they're fired.
Okay, see, as your mate, there's difference. See, I am one of the managers here. I'm as a program director. So therefore, I've got to take a neutral approach and say that as a team, we should be caring for our workers.
But as a mate, you understand my pain, don't you?
Oh, I just like to see you fight up, Jim.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play. Ladies and gentlemen, get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
What's the blokiest thing? Actually, let's see how funny this is, right? Because I'm really not that. What's the blokiest thing you did yesterday?
Good point.
Like really blokey. I'll tell you one thing I did, and the women across the GV will go, absolutely.
I've got a man bun, so there's not much that I can do. That is blokey, but what did you do?
I poured my wife like a Pepsi last night, and I left like in the bottle there would have been like a mouthful. I put it back in the fridge. Oh,
mate, you're asking for a fight.
Come on, don't get on their side.
It's true though. It's like my dad, mate. What my dad does, right, he gets the ice box. This used to kill me as a kid. He'd have the last ice block and put the packet back in the freezer. So I'd go to have an ice block, all excited for dessert after dinner, reach in and it's empty. I can tell you right now, it's probably the most angry I'll ever be in life.
How's this? I've got another one for you. And this will upset so many ladies across the Gum Valley. My wife's a very patient woman. She'd
have to be with you.
Oh, good year. Our cereal boxes, I'll pour a bowl of cereal and then basically I'll eat it, obviously. But if there's like, I go back and there's only a little bit of cereal left and I go, nah, it's not enough for a whole bowl. I'll just put it back in there.
Mate, that's disgusting. Because it's been out in the open, enjoyed the oxygen of this world and then gone back in.
Do you know the worst thing I've ever done? Oh, this is like therapy. This is great. I used to do these things all the time, right? And I used to like, Mel would buy herself a bottle of wine and then she wouldn't be there and I'd neck it, right? Like she'd buy herself a wheel of cheese. She does those things, right? And I would eat it. So she'd do like, you know, or blocks of chocolate, you know, girls, and they have those.
Smash the whole thing.
Yeah, and then I'd eat it, right? So, and it became this running theme. She's get the absolute with me. And she used to sort of go, I'm so sick of this. Every time I buy something, you eat it, right? And so what I did was I thought I'd be cute and romantic. And I went out and bought all the things that I'd stuffed up like at the bar.
Like a cheese, a wine, a block of chocolate.
All of it. There's a big basket put together. And then she got home from Wentworth and I gave her this basket. And I said, you know what? You're a very patient woman. I love you. Here's all the stuff that you've been upset with me about over the last like X, Y, and Z. And she was like, okay, this is actually pretty cute what you've done. This is, you know what I did?
Ate it all.
Whilst Ellie is away, everybody, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.
It is a very scary thought, the two of us hanging out, but it is going to be happening right through to Monday when Ellie...
Pretty jealous. Benny last night had night two of my sleep out, raising awareness for the homelessness. Mm-hmm. Slept in crisis accommodation.
Yes.
So yesterday to get that, I had to go through an interview process as if I'd just walked in off the street and interview on housing.
And it's to reiterate, to make sure that, you know, when it comes to these sorts of things, they're getting the right people.
Exactly right. People that actually want to help change their lives. Mm. I qualified and they put me up for a night in the crisis accommodation. All went well. Very interesting to know what they need to go through. And you and I learned a lot because you did join me in that process of the interviews. What I do want to reiterate today is how we can change homelessness in our area. Because I've been banging on about it a lot. A lot of people have been asking to donate. That's brilliant. What they can do to help. Also amazing. Thank you so much. A lot of people, and I'm seeing, and the coverage is starting to heat up, which is great. Last week, Nine News ran a story. The Shep News did as well online and in the paper. Also, Wind News covered the homeless stuff in Shep. The message that's out there at the moment, Benny, is a lot to do with food and blankets. And that's when, and even before I got into this challenge, I thought that's what they need. It's actually, and don't get me wrong, food and blankets are so vital for the homeless. But the only thing that will change homelessness in our area and in the world, in Australia, wherever it is putting a roof on these people's heads. And that's what Beyond Housing does. And that's why I'm the short-term crisis accommodation, like what I stayed in, is so vital and important, and why Beyond Housing and the work they do to put roofs above their heads is so important. That is the only thing that can end homelessness.
Look, it is an amazing thing. And look, it's got nothing to do with me or this station, really. This is, again, about raising awareness for a very, very, for a very great cause. I will say, though, that what I've seen in this journey that you've been on is incredible. And I do actually want to say that, you know, people doing it tough, it's awful what you're going through. But I will say that the guys at Beyond Housing are some of the most patient and compassionate people that I've ever met, and tough to be fair sort of stuff. And like, I love the fact that some of the comments made yesterday when we were down there were, yeah, okay, we're fine, we can give you a room, right? That's fine. You're struggling and you need somewhere to stay. It could be a night, could be a week. But we want to put a plan in place to get you out of your situation. Mm. I love that they think like that because it really does. If you go there just going, I want a night out because I'm doing it tough, I want somewhere to sleep the night. Often not, they will turn around and then say, well, that's fine, but we want a plan. What's your next steps to get yourself out of this? And I love that there's that momentum forward to
yes.
actually like make a change.
And they don't get enough funding from the government. They haven't had a funding upgrade in 5 years, not to mention we were overlooked in the last budget and Shepparton has the number one. It is a state government issue. They're doing nothing about it. I've tried to get the state minister for housing on to say, mate, wake up and give us some money. They're not coming on yet. I'm going to keep trying, but whatever you do when you
vote. Your car? What are you doing?
So a lot of people say they sleep in their cars when they are homeless. And actually, I took your dog Max for a walk yesterday afternoon around the lake in
Maxie
Shepparton.
Boy.
Yep. And as I was around the other side, like I saw a couple of people that were homeless sleeping in their cars. You do see it. And so tonight I will be doing that. Richie, who we met, the guy who was homeless,
fella, yeah.
who went through
yeah.
Beyond Housing, has turned his life around. He was the one that said to us, and at this time of year, it'll be freezing in your cars. And he was actually in his car during that 48 degree day we had last year. And that's what prompted him to go into Beyond Housing.
Do you seriously think, like, what was it? What did I get to this year and something? We got to 46 point something at one stage.
That was right? That day in December
which
last year.
Yep. About, right? But at the same time, it also got to, it was last week, I was walking into work and it would have been minus 1.7.
Yeah, so well, it feels
sleeping,
like temperature.
Do you know what I mean? Like those sort of conditions in your car. That's awful.
It's brutal. And that's the reality facing many people that are listening and within our district right now. So tonight I will be sleeping in the car to find out what it's like.
Yes. So keep listening to this show. Stay on the socials. Just search Hit GV on Instagram and Facebook. And Josiah will keep you updated there.
Yeah, I'm doing a little vlog.
I've
become a vlogger. I've done video
Good
entries
boy.
Each day. So if you want to see why I'm doing what it's about, make sure you get on Instagram and Facebook and check it out.
Whilst Ellie is away, the boys will play.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with Josiah and Benny the Boss Man.